They shouted all the more. The Pilate we encounter in the Gospels comes across as a reasonable, gentle soul who does everything within his power to save Jesus from crucifixion. This account in Mark's Gospel is no different. Here Pilate has one last try to persuade the crowd to let the innocent Jesus go and to crucify in his place Barabbas, a well-known violent criminal and political revolutionary. What we know of Pilate from Roman sources presents a very different picture to that found in the Gospels. He was the fifth Roman governor of Judea, after the Romans had taken over direct rule in AD 6, and was well known for his brutality and the harshness of his rule. In fact, in the end, his cruelty led to such complaints that he was removed from post in AD 37 and returned to Rome. Those first writing and reading the accounts of Jesus' trial and crucifixion would probably have known about this, about Pilate, and this detail makes the attitude of the crowd even more stark. The backdrop of someone as notorious for their cruelty as Pilate throws the crowd's baying for blood into sharp relief. Even Pilate could look reasonable in contrast to their pack-like instinct to destroy him. It is easy to sit back from this account and to feel superior. To do so, however, would be wrong. The capacity of a crowd to turn on someone or something with a viciousness that beats all reason remains as strong today as it was during the time of Jesus. We can never be confident that it won't happen to us.